If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hello, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Welcome back to the show. How are you today, Lou?
I'm well, John. Hope you had a nice Christmas.
Let me think about that. It's like that was a long time ago.
It really wasn't.
I don't know. Sometimes these days seem like they stretch forever, and sometimes it seems like things are going so quickly. January's right around the corner. But we had a nice, peaceful Christmas. If yours was a Manfredini event, then there was 73 people, 9 turkeys, 200,000 gifts.
Well, as you can appreciate, and I'm sure many of the listeners, this was our first Christmas with the granddaughter, so it had a very special meaning for all of us, so we were very excited.
What do you get a little tiny baby? Anything?
We did buy her this kind of cool tricycle that's like it's like a sort of a stroller, but it turns into a trike.
Oh, yeah.
I probably stretched that a little bit. But, I'm the grandfather, so that's my job.
You sound like Brenda. She so enjoys gifting the kids, particularly since we never had girls, and we have a couple of girls now in our family. So Brenda's very good about all things for Bernadette and Jane. Lou, what about this cold spell? What advice do you have for us today?
Well, I sure hope, I've been kind of banging this drum for a while. You know, we knew the temperature was going to drop and all that rain yesterday. I mean, it was miserable. And then we knew that this cold, cold weather was going to come. And, the pre-treating really helps. And I did a little bit of that last night. And this morning it was not slippery. And I think I'm driving right now and I can see that the ground is still, the freeze was so fast. If you haven't gotten out there to do ice melt yet, I would, because now the temps are going to drop even colder for the next couple of days, and all that wetness on the pavement and the sidewalks is going to get really treacherous. And so I worry about people with slips and falls. And so calcium chloride, magnesium chloride are the best. I'm sure many people are running out to the hardware stores and home centers, and this is when they run out. So if you find it and you see it, it's kind of like new parents with a newborn. Like when you go to the store, if you're going to ask your spouse, do we need diapers? You don't need to ask. Just buy them. Same is with the ice melt.
Right. Don't wait until you run out. You'll need it. On your Saturday show, you had some listeners that were calling in, and they were talking about how their sump pump is running, and you were giving them advice on what to do to keep the ultimate extension of the pipe coming out of the house from freezing. I don't have that issue, but I do have downspouts from my gutters that are buried, and then they pop up in the yard. Well, I pulled the cap off of that thing yesterday, and I noticed there was a lot of water there. It had rained so much. I was just checking to see that everything was working, and the water was right up to the lip of the cap. Here's my question. If it gets down to 11 degrees, is that all going to freeze, and would that cause the water to back up onto the roof and into the house?
Potentially, yes. There is the thing I was talking about on Saturday was this atrium fitting that goes on a pipe. They make the same type of fitting, a little bit different for downspouts, where your downspout goes into the ground, it connects to the downspout, then there is an open screen on an angle, and under normal conditions, the water goes through that screen into the ground and off it goes. But if that pipe were to clog, the water would then be able to get off of the roof, get out of the downspout, and while it would dump the water right next to the house, which is not ideal, it's better than it backing all the way up and causing major problems. And hopefully, if you have a sump pump, it's operating and working properly.
Yeah, right. So maybe I should disconnect the corrugated piping that goes off that downspout from the bottom of the gutter. Is that what you're saying?
It's called a downspout overflow connector. That would require a little bit of modification, because in order to install it properly, you probably have to cut the downspout a little bit.
Yeah.
The downspout is a little bit shorter, but they make them in black, they make them in brown, they make them in white, and they really are effective.
Yeah. Yeah, Brenda can do that. I think that's a manageable task for us at our house.
Sure.
We've got lots of questions for Lou. One is some folks are leaving their home for a while. They want to know if they should turn the water off. This person wants to know how to get the soot off a stone fireplace around. And you may have a question, too. 312-981-7200. It's your turn after this. Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's on the line. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN. Lou, you get this question every week, it seems now. Some folks are heading south for the winter. Should they turn their water off? You say, you're not as adamant about this. You know, Brendan and I had a line burst in our house. The pipe froze. It was a disaster. We have since put in an easier shutoff, and we shut it off if we're gone for a weekend. You're not as big a fan of that as I am, but granted, I'm paranoid.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I understand people's trepidation with the whole thing. So if you're going to do it, you know, the things that I would also turn off are your humidifier and your ice maker, because those are still going to operate and those are going to draw water. And when they draw the water, they're going to introduce air into the line. And when that happens, it's a problem. So as long as you know that you don't have any leaks anywhere, you know, there's no toilet that's running or anything like that, I'm fine with you shutting it off. I think that that will give you a little bit of peace of mind. There is a problem, you know, there is a potential that you'll get some air in that line and some sediment could loosen up. You may have to flush some lines, but, you know, then you don't have to worry about it. And sure, that's fine.
I guess it also depends on when and how a house was built. And if you've got pipes that run on an exterior wall with no insulation, that's different than maybe the kind of house you're talking about.
100%.
Hey, Lou, how can I get soot off a stone fireplace surround?
So soot is, you know, the byproduct of burning fire, and it's oily. What I would do first, before you put any kind of cleaner, is buy a brass stripping brush. It's like a giant toothbrush, but the bristles are brass. And brush as much of it off dry as you can. Then I would take something like mineral spirits and maybe put it in a spray bottle. Spray the stone, let it sit there for a few minutes, use the same brass stripping brush. The mineral spirits should break down the oils and the soot, and you should get it clean. Will it be perfect? No, but it'll be a lot better than what you have right now.
Stacy's got a question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Go ahead, Stacy. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Lou, I have a house that was built in the 50s. My basement gets occasionally wet. So I have a room that had the old asbestos tile in it, so I've got the glue down, and I've been told don't scrape it or anything. What I'd like to do is just put down some of this encapsulating epoxy paint I'm reading about and then not have to do anything else, like put vinyl over it or anything. Is there something out there that I could use for that purpose?
Well, I mean, anything that you paint over the top of it will, in fact, encapsulate it. And the asbestos on the tile, you know, there's no risk for you as it sits there. But if you scrape it and create dust or you chip it or something like that, that's where the harm comes in. So the issue, though, is if it gets wet, even if you put the epoxy paint over it, the tile could still come up. So you probably should solve the wetness problem first before you go crazy with painting over the top of it.
Well, I have the whole basement dewatering system that I put in that was quite expensive and didn't end up doing the job. It's not like it floods or anything. I'm talking like a little bit of seepage.
Would this epoxy paint
be something temporary, at least until I could get vinyl down so it didn't look so bad?
100% temporary and will look a lot better. But it isn't going to do anything to keep the water out. I just want you to set your expectation that if you get a little bit of seepage, you're still going to get water. But by applying the epoxy paint, it will, in fact, encapsulate it and give you a little bit of peace of mind. Again, the asbestos, as it sits there in the tile, is really not harmful. I mean, if you've got small children crawling around down there, that's a different situation. And the epoxy paint will, in fact, solve that issue because you've created a barrier between the two.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, I hope that helps. Good luck to you, Stacy. Jill, you're next with Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Did you say Jill?
I sure did.
Okay. Hi, Lou and John. Here's my question. It's in the garage. It's a power issue. It seems to occur after I've noticed and paid attention after periods of rain. I would say like heavier periods of rain. We are able to push the wall fuse, if that's what you call it, and the power returns. But you know, that can be after waiting a long, long period of time, not necessarily right away, or if it does return, it may not last long, and then you have to keep pushing it in order to get the garage door open.
What do you think about that, Lou?
So wait, are we talking just about the garage door open or power to the unit? Power to the garage.
Power to the garage. So the lights, the overhead lights, and the door go out, and you know, we have a small refrigerator, and that goes out, and
that goes out as well. Okay. Yeah. So we obviously have an issue with the feed. We obviously have an issue with the feed. And if you're saying that it seems to happen when it's raining, there could be an area where some water is infiltrating a box or a pipe, and that water is causing the fuse to blow. It's also possible that you have a bad fuse. Breakers do go bad, but this relationship between the water and the breaker, I would have a licensed electrician come out and assess what's going on. And my guess is they're going to find some infiltration of water somewhere and also advise you that you need to replace the breaker.
Good luck to you, Jill. Okay, how about this? Please ask Lou if there's anything on the market that can precisely identify where a dead rat is before we cut into the wall. And if that's not possible, what should we do? And is there anything that can be used inside the room to get rid of the horrid smell? I think a lot of us have had that before. Sometimes it just goes away because I think the animal is so completely decomposed, there's nothing to stink anymore.
Correct.
But what's
Correct.
Your thought about this,
Correct.
Lou?
Well, there's not anything definitively. There is a device called a Wallabot, which is an X-ray device that you can put in a wall. But I don't necessarily know that it would see the carcass of a dead rodent. It's very good at locating pipes and wires and things like that. And it's, quite frankly, it's pretty expensive. It's $300-$400 for this thing that you would probably use one time. You may remember that there was this great odor neutralizer that's still around called Fresh Wave. And they make a gel product that almost looks like dippity-doo.
Yep.
And if you buy a jar of that and you get close to the area where you think the rodent is, just place it on the wall, on the floor, right there, and that should solve the problem for you.
Here's the question.
At least the odor.
This listener says, well, who is next? I think it's Linda. Linda, you've got a question for Lou. What can we do for you?
Yes, I had a mail slot put in my front door, and I have a storm door outside of that indoor door, but I have a lot of cold air that's going through that mail slot, and I just wondered if there was anything I could do about that.
No, mail slots are just a ticket to the outside, and while they're super convenient, they're next to impossible to keep the cold air coming through because they're just not designed. There are insulated mail slot doors that do a pretty good job, but you're still going to get cold air coming through it. So unfortunately, about the only other thing you could do is kind of put something on the inside, like a heavy piece of material. If your door is metal, you know, you could use some magnets that would, you know, a piece of heavy material to hang over the inside and use the magnets to grab onto the door, and then the mail would still be able to come in when they opened it up, and that would reduce the draft a little bit during the colder weather.
You know, I was thinking duct tape would work, but then they can't put the mail in. So,
right.
I, I've got a closet door that leads to a window in a closet. The cold air comes through the window. It's not well constructed or insulated. It's a cold closet. And then the breeze just comes right out that door into a landing and then down the stairs. I've put a little, what do you call that, Lou, trim on the bottom of that door to kind of seal it better. Is there a product you like to seal?
Like a door? like a door sweep?
Yes.
A piece of door sweep on it?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. I mean, for a door, a door sweep makes perfect sense. But for a mail slot, there's really not a lot you can do just because it literally is a hole in the door. And the metal, it's metal typically, right? So it does a really good job of transferring whatever weather is coming through there.
Hmm. Okay, that's all the time I have, Lou. Any other advice you want to lay on us before we let you go?
Let's pray for peace and understanding and love in the new year.
It's my resolution. Actually, did you make a resolution, Lou, specifically to do or be something different this year?
My resolution, I saw something. No, I didn't. I haven't.
That's Lou Manfredini. You'll hear him Saturday morning, just like that. Okay, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Happy New Year.